The Record Spins here on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman. The White House has launched a new sexual assault initiative.
Rape is rape. Don't look away. Do something. Speak up. Stand up.
That's Vice President Joe Biden, and he doesn't shy away from the word rape. But it turns out many colleges and universities do. You might not think of rape as having a brand, but there are people who spend time thinking about the best way to talk about this crime, even how to refer to it. Claire Gordon is a journalist for Al Jazeera America who's been covering the issue. In her research, Claire discovered many colleges have changed the way they refer to rape. They've chosen to rebrand it as non-consensual sex. Claire interviewed the man who came up with that term, and she joins me now. Hello, Claire.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. How did you locate the person who came up with this term, non-consensual sex?
Well, it was all kind of random. I was looking through a lot of these school policies because they've been rewriting them in the last year or so as sexual assault on college campuses has become this big national issue. And I was sort of struck that over and over again, I kept seeing in these policies, they weren't saying rape, they weren't saying sexual assault, they were saying non-consensual sex, and it felt like a Twilight Zone, like some kind of Orwellian doublespeak. And I was just calling up people, lawyers, activists, asking, well, have you seen this? How do you feel about it? And I called up this organization called NCHERM, which is a kind of big daddy consultancy in the issue of higher education risk management. And they go into colleges to help them on issues like hazing or drinking or sexual assault. And I leave a voicemail, and the CEO calls me back, this guy Brett Sokolow, and I'm like, have you heard about this language? What do you think about it? And he's like, oh, yeah, 15 years ago I made that up.
Brett Sokolow, his name is?
Yes, that is the CEO of this organization. And he's been working on this issue for 15 years, going into colleges, and he decided that colleges needed a word that was not rape, a word that was more palatable, and so he's convinced a lot of colleges to change their language, and hundreds of more copied it, and it's become the industry standard now.
Now, there are some schools here in Washington State that do use this non-consensual sex term. Whitman College in Walla Walla is one of them. What motivates the colleges to make that change?
Well, Brett said that he was motivated by this disturbing thing he noticed when he visited, hundreds of colleges and was talking to them about how they handled sexual assault and rape, and that while they had policies about it and recognized that it happened on their campuses in the abstract, when it came down to it, they felt really uncomfortable actually labeling their own students rapists and felt very uncomfortable saying, like, yes, this guy raped this classmate, and we are going to punish him for rape. And it was just the word itself that they felt really uncomfortable with. So Brett, started brainstorming. He tried to use sexual abuse for a while, encouraged schools to use it, but then the Catholic priest sex scandal blew up, and sexual abuse took on a kind of different meaning of abuse of minors. And then he just came up with non-consensual sex and actually had focus groups, and people loved it and schools loved it, and it really took off.
They loved it. It seems to sort of distance everybody from what took place, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, activists I spoke to were pretty upset about it because, of course, the reason that these schools wince at the word rape is the exact reason that activists think it's important. It's violent, it's powerful, it does justice to the violation that victims experience. Activists have, spent a lot of sweat and tears fighting to get people to understand what rape is and how much it happens, and they see it as a really harmful watering down of the act and just a very dangerous euphemism.
I'm talking with Claire Gordon, who is a journalist with Al Jazeera America, and she's written a report on how colleges have changed the way that they label the crime of rape, non-consensual sexual activity. Is that term, Claire, meant to protect the institutions or the victims of this crime?
Well, that's the interesting thing, and people are divided on that. Brett is pretty emphatic that he was doing it to help students, to get colleges more willing to punish students and to actually have more victims come forward, because a lot of victims, you know, after they are raped, a lot of them struggle to actually identify what's happened to them, and they struggle with the language. And so he's convinced that victims, you know, may feel alienated from the word rape, but are, you know, happy to say, yes, that was definitely non-consensual, and they're more likely to report it and go forward. The assailants are more likely to be punished. On the other side, a lot of activists and lawyers who work on this say that's complete BS, and that the language is just a way for colleges to, you know, tone down what's really happening. While a college can't really not expel a student for rape, or that looks really bad, for non-consensual sex, it's much vaguer what happened, and it doesn't sound like necessarily an expellable offense, or at least less so than rape or assault.
You wrote about at least one college where somebody who had been found to be guilty of, I don't even know if the verb is committing, having non-consensual sex, because it doesn't sound like something you perpetrate, had to write a book report and then was reinstituted. So I guess what I'm wondering is, this doesn't denote something that is perpetrated upon another person. It's not, it sounds like it's very removed from the idea of a crime being committed.
Yeah, several people I spoke to said it just seems very reminiscent of gray rape, which is something that was talked a lot about in, you know, a few years ago, about how, you know, there was a really violent rape, you know, stranger in the alley, and then there was the sort of less than rape, gray rape, where, you know, there was alcohol, mixed messages, the people knew each other, and this really graded activist who said, no, that is also rape, and trying to get people to understand that's legitimate. And several people see non-consensual sex as just, you know, putting into policy this idea of gray rape, where there are different levels of rape, and some of it isn't as bad as others, and some don't, the person who commits it doesn't necessarily need to be expelled. And yeah, a lot of people find that pretty frustrating.
Given that it has changed the nature of what people may or may not report, are you seeing in the colleges that you've spoken to a decrease in the actual instances of rape or sexual assault?
It's really hard to say, because at most colleges, the sample size of people actually reporting is so small. Sexual assault is, you know, one of the least reported crimes, and so we're talking on a given college campus, you know, a few dozen, or at a smaller college, you know, four or five even. A lot of colleges, if you look at their reports, they say zero sexual assaults happened on our campus this year, which if you look at national statistics is just insane, that clearly it's happening. Just people aren't comfortable coming forward, or just something very fishy is going on with the way that you know, write your books. So it's really difficult to say, but actually since the issue of sexual assault on campuses has had more of a national spotlight on it, and there, I think somewhere in the 50s of like 53 colleges, maybe, students have filed Title IX complaints saying that their schools have so grossly mishandled the issue of sexual assault, it's become an unequal place to be a female student. And so that has caused a lot of colleges to step up a little bit more and be more clear about their reporting procedures and make it easier. And I think that, at least at a handful of colleges, I've seen that making a difference.
Claire Gordon is a journalist for Al Jazeera America who covers the issue of rape at colleges and universities. Thanks for speaking with us, Claire.
Thank you so much.
And this week, the White House launched an anti-rape agenda. We heard Vice President Biden at the beginning of this interview. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde, and you're tuned to The Record.